gather round. I'm glad everybody came out tonight. As we stand on our neighborhood corner, know that this fire that's burning represents the passion you have. Listen. I recognize all of you, every creed and color. With that being said,
we had.
Say what?
Now beat that.
Oh, yeah!
Now what we want you all to do is sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. Sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. Sit back, y'all. And just relax, y'all. And if you dig it, let me hear your finger snap, y'all.
Now, before I finish, let me just say, I did not come here to show out. Did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
Okay, I'll reload it.
From the sports bars to the stands, we are the voice of the fans. You are now plugged into your sports mixtape. This is the Section 357 show, and we are presenting to you the Ball Street Journal. We are your Ball Street Journal reporters, Dee, Ron, Trey, and myself, Floyd. Fellas, how you doing?
Doing absolutely fantastic, as always, as usual. Looking forward to another great show, one of our classic shows that we love to bring to the fans, showing us a part of the Section 357 show that only we can bring you. And one of the things that the Section 357 show can only bring you is my co-host, my man Ronnie. How you doing?
It's another Hall of Fame show, the third class of the Section 357 show, Hip Hop Hall of Fame. A few holdovers, a few names I'm sure you thought, hey, why is that guy not on the list? Well, you're probably going to hear him this episode. Should be real controversial. And speaking of controversy, got to go out to the left coast, somewhere between Hollywood and Santa Monica. It's my main man, L.A. Trey. Trey, what's going on, man?
What is going on, brother? Once again, we're gathered to give each other the side eye when we get done closing out this conversation. It's going to be a great one. Hall of Fame time, my time, our time, Section 357 time. Let's get this thing started.
As usual, you can always find us on Twitter at Section 357. You can also subscribe to and download the show on Podomatic, on Stitcher, as well as on iTunes. Trey, as you mentioned, this is a topic where, for lack of a better word, we always give each other the business when it comes to hip-hop conversations online, offline, and we often keep conversations going when it comes to our nominees and taking shots at one another. It's all in fun, but it's time to build on top of that fun by inducting some worthy candidates into our Hip-Hop Hall of Fame. With that being said, Big Shot Ron, can you please read off our list of nominees for this year's class?
We've got a few holdovers. We got some new entrants. We'll start with the holdovers. Hype Williams, A Tribe Called Quest, back again. But now we've added in some of the big hitters. Jay-Z, Tupac, Biggie. We've also got Dr. Dre. And the ladies are now representing Salt-N-Pepa, our first female entrance into this thing. So, fellas, let's start this off. Let's start off with the ladies. Salt-N-Pepa, to me, I can ride with, because we talked about on this show how females have been so slighted in the history of hip-hop game, and these were the first ladies to really make it big. You could talk about Roxanne Shanté, you could talk about MC Light, but these were the first true female superstars. I know what I told y'all pre-show, but I'm definitely throwing my name into the hat for Salt-N-Pepa, along with Floyd, who I think this was his pick as well. So let me just kind of start off right there. I'm with Salt-N-Pepa to get in. Trey, Derek, I know you two share a name. Talk about your shared name and talk about your difference.
Man, in case some people don't know, Derek used to be my old roommate, so I shared a lot of things with him. Shared food, space, time, television, video games, and we happen to share, for once in a very long time, the same nominee, and our boy, J.B. Jigga, H to the Izzo. Man, what can you say about this man that hasn't already been done in the history of hip-hop? He drops classic albums. I forgot. I think he got one of the records for the most singles, hip-hop singles that have gone gold or platinum. He's running in circles where people talk music history, and his name and the Beatles are brought up in the same sentence. I mean, that's impressive. I think a lot of times people want to put Biggie in front of Jay-Z simply because a lot of the influence that Jay-Z has had in hip-hop and style came from the Notorious B.I.G., came from the great one. But the thing that separates Jay-Z from the late great B.I.G. is longevity and a longer discography. Biggie, who was a blazing comet of a star, brought us gems that we'll never forget. Unfortunately, his life was cut too short for him to get the all-encompassing Mount Rushmore status of hip-hop all the time. Don't get me wrong, he's always going to be top three, but I think Jay-Z surpasses him simply because he's got the ability to keep it moving, and he's still keeping it moving. Could Big have been as successful had his life not been taken care of? I would like to believe so, but since he hasn't, I got to go with my boy Jay getting the nod before Big.
T, I want you to watch it there, because I know another one of your nominees, and I think you were making the case against one of your other nominees. But if you're a fan of the 357 show, you should know that I have a different philosophy from some of my other co-hosts on to how the Hip Hop Hall of Fame should be done. I believe that there should be some legacy involved. But now that we are on the third iteration of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, I think that some of the older guys have gotten in, and I'm fine with that. Now it's time to move on to that triumvirate, okay? Now it's time for at least my two nominees, which are Biggie and Jay-Z. And I don't think that you can have getting into a class. You can't rank these people differently. It's got to be Biggie, Jay-Z, and Pac. So, Trey, I know you were talking about how Biggie had a bit of a shorter shelf life than Jigga did, but in terms of their influence on the hip-hop game, Biggie, Jay-Z, Pac are all in many ways equal. They all need to go in the same class.
D, I understand your reasoning on that point, and I think that a lot of other hip-hop purists, if you will, if you want to use that term, will look at the culture and also throw Nas into that same conversation. Nas is not up for consideration, but we're looking at Jay-Z and Biggie as well as Tupac here. And I think that the argument that Trey was making somewhat against Biggie in favor of Jay-Z also applies to Tupac. And I think that you tried to allude to that in your opening statement. I think that as you look at hip-hop, the culture, and you talk about the longevity of where the culture has grown from, for better or for worse, the culture has grown into a very mainstream place as well as a very underground place. And I think that you look at an MC like Jay-Z, who's been able to navigate from one to the other and actually shift the culture in a way that has opened it up and made it more accessible to a lot of people. And I believe that Jay-Z, from the business end of it, has influenced hip-hop in a way that not many other artists have, save for perhaps one of my other nominees. Well, I guess Jay-Z wasn't my nominee, but, you know what I'm trying to say. One of the other nominees, rather. And that's Dr. Dre. I think Dr. Dre has had a certain type of influence on hip-hop that is very unique in that he's been an individual who has played a hand in really crafting the sound of eras of hip-hop. He was the main sound, provider for NWA. He kept Kraft NWA as a force. He then later on helped Kraft early Death Row from Snoop's Doggy Style to his own album, The Chronic, Penta Chronic 2001. Then beyond that, crafting the sound and the careers of Eminem as well as 50 Cent. And then beyond that, even The Game, and even now having some dealings with Kendrick Lamar. So I think when you look at hip-hop, so when you think about elevating the culture of hip-hop, I believe Jay-Z has done it one way with his music and business. And I believe that Dr. Dre has also done it with his music and business when you look at Beats Audio, which he has grown into its own force. So I think Jay-Z and Dr. Dre have done some things to really push what hip-hop means to a lot of people beyond just the music.
Jay-Z is going to be one of the only rappers, maybe the only rapper who at 50, 55, you still can bring back on a mainstream award show, some type of mainstream television programming, like a Frank Sinatra. He can do all of his old hits, and it'll still feel like it was when he first brought it out. He is that big a name in music and that big a name in entertainment and hip-hop, so what he's done, despite not being quote-unquote the first or being linked with Biggie, I think he's taken it so far beyond where 99% of the rappers ever have taken the culture, as Floyd talked about. That I think Jay has to get in. I've not been a big Jay-Z fan of his work, like the post-Beyonce Jay-Z, but I think the resume, what he's done in the boardroom, the circles he's moving the game in, I think makes him a nominee. And Floyd, you talk about crafting the sound like Dre did. That leads me to Hype Williams, who was sort of debate on our last class. He crafted the visual. And as hip-hop became into the mainstream, the video became as important as the song. And Hype Williams, for the best span of the last decade and a half, has been the premier guy. It's crafting the visual. We talked about the release of records from Jive, the 50 Cent, the Jay-Z's, Diddy. Now, all the people who will be probably inductees went to Hype Williams to craft that visual. So to me, that's why he should still be there. But fellas, we do have to kind of start to put some structure on this. So I think the Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac link is sort of one that's been the hardest to break. So Trey, I'm gonna kick this back over to you. Let's try to break up that trio first, or maybe do we not break up that trio? Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac, all three, two out of three, or do we only go with one? And let's kick that around the horn first.
See, that's a really tough one, because I know everybody loves Big. I feel you, man. I love him too, but we gotta really stress the longevity of what it means to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, as I get older and I listen to more Big stuff, I mean, he really was lightning in a bottle. If you really sit and think about it, he had maybe like four solid, strong years where he was completely unstoppable, untouchable. He almost like vanished, literally, because his life was taken. Whereas Pac and Jay have a discography that can solidify what it means to be an established artist and to not be affected by the world changing around you due to being in the game so long. And I just don't know if Big qualifies in that particular realm. So if I had to have three, I'm going with Jay, going with Pac. I want to just stick with just those two, actually. I mean, like, let me just stick with Jay and Pac for now. And I know we didn't give a whole lot of encouraging stuff for Tupac, but he is the quintessential bad boy / women love him. I mean, he was Drake before Drake and still made it to be cool to be sensitive. He was the first sensitive thug. He coined the term thug life. He was able to touch on every aspect of hip hop, everything from battling, competitions, being a sensitive thug, talking street poetry. He did it all. He was the Swiss Army knife of hip hop. So you've got to put him up top. So I'm gonna put him and Jay, and I'm gonna drop Big. East Coast, please don't come looking for me. It's all good. I do love him. I really do. But I gotta make choices here.
Please allow me to jump in here. please allow me to jump in here. One of my qualifications, and again, if you've been a fan of the Section 357 show, you've known that one of my qualifications for the Hip Hop Hall of Fame has been impact, has been longevity, and it has been beef. And in terms of you think of the hip hop beef, the Biggie and Pac beef was the beef that changed all beefs for forevermore. I mean, you know, it was one thing when LL Cool J has kind of had his beefs back in the day, but the Biggie Pac beef, unfortunately, led to two great Hall of Fame, if I may be so presumptuous, Hall of Fame rappers being killed. So the two cannot be separated. Biggie, Pac are connected in a way that transcends so much more than just discography. And then I'm going to throw in Jigga there because I'm throwing in Jigga because not only does Jigga have the longevity, but Jigga in many ways has also had his beefs. So, you know, Jigga was involved very much so in the Pac and Biggie beef. And Jigga has had his beef with, as Floyd mentioned earlier, with Nas. So those are my three that I'm going to throw my hat into the ring for. And you know what? Since I mentioned Floyd, because I'm a man of the people, I do like Floyd's mention of Salt and Pepper. And let's get some women involved in this conversation. Floyd, what's up?
When it comes to what Big Shot Ron said as far as trying to break the sort of logjam of Biggie, Tupac, and Jay-Z, I really agree with a lot of what you said, and I'm trying to sort of parse through it because I do believe that when you look at impact and what that beef really did mean between Biggie and Tupac, or I guess the resulting meaning of that beef in terms of hip-hop circles, that you really cannot understate how important that was for the culture in a variety of ways. But then when you look at the actual music, like Trey mentioned earlier, and the discography, neither Pop nor Biggie have a discography that measures up to Jay-Z. It just doesn't. So I'm at a point where I think that both Tupac and Biggie should probably go in with each other, but I'm not so sure that this time around they get in ahead of Jay-Z. I believe that Jay-Z, what he has done from the time of the early 90s up until now, where he's, 20 years in? He has a 20-year career right now of platinum releases on just the music, on top of the business, on top of the beats that he's survived and been a part of. He's taking his shots, he's giving his shots, and I believe that what Jay-Z has done, essentially taking hip-hop from the streets to the boardrooms, even to the White House, I believe that, to me, that supersedes what Pac and Biggie have done when it comes to comparing them to each other and linking them together.
Fellas, let's take a quick timeout. Let's go into the chambers. We're going to take a quick music break, deliberate this, and when we come back, class number 3 of the Section 357 show. Looks like we're going to be a while. Enjoy the music. We'll be right back with our decision. This is the Section 357 show.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Hey! beat.
As the rhythm's designed to bounce with counts, is that the rhyme? Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got the pump, the stuff to make you talk. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, thus it's strange. People, people, we all the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. Don't rush the show.
You got to go to what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the power that be.
The stroke of midnight, and you know what that means. It's the Manny Unk Malt Liquor sponsored Shibuya Roll Call Hour, giving out respect and love to the architects who designed this culture.
Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Justin Warfield.
Welcome back to the Section 357 show, where we always have the best seats in the house. And for you fans out there, I'm pretty sure you wish you would have the best seats in the house in the deliberation room. The panel has finally concluded and come to a decision. Big Shot Ron, will you please read off the Volume 3 of the Hip Hop Hall of Fame here on the Section 357 show? Who are our inductees?
If you listen to this show, usually we induct four and a vet. This time, we're only doing two and a vet because we just could not come to any type of consensus on the last two. And you will be surprised as to who that argument was. But let's get our inductees in. Dr. Dre and Jay-Z are our two Section 357 show Hip Hop Hall of Fame class number three inductees. And our veteran nomination entrant is Public Enemy. So really quick, let's just some quick words about the class. L.A. Trey out there on the west side. Jay-Z, Dre, talk about it.
Jay-Z and Dre, they're almost no-brainers. You heard the little quick description in the beginning.
the discography of Jay-Z is just insane. But before, you know, I don't want to go over the same thing we've already gone over twice. I just want to talk about how I'm finally getting an opportunity to get a breather. My clothes are tattered. I'm out of breath. It was just like it was almost violence on the pre-pro meeting regarding who was going to get in. I wish you guys would have seen it. I'm happy with the inductions. Let's keep it moving.
I think that when our listeners think about the list of nominations and who was up for consideration, I think Biggie and Tupac are two artists that have been linked together, you know, for the last 15 years, it seems. And, you know, we've tried to look at their candidacies and we argued about it very, very vehemently, as you might imagine. And we just could not come to a consensus. I think that for us, it's about being able to unanimously induct who all gets in, and we just cannot come to a unanimous decision for Tupac, Biggie, or Salt-N-Pepa. So when you look at hip-hop as a culture, this is our fourth go-round when it comes to inducting artists, and to this point, there are still no women in our hip-hop Hall of Fame. So it is what it is for right now.
Floyd, and I feel you. And we had this discussion, but I think the breakdown, the Republican versus Democrat breakdown that happened amongst us was A, the unwillingness to separate between a certain faction, the unwillingness to separate Pac and Biggie, that a certain faction felt that they had to go in together, and I'm part of that faction, versus the debate that I talked about initially. The debate between how do we deal with the people who should, quote unquote, go in first, you know, because they started first, should they have a legacy versus the people that had more of an importance? And I think between that combination of being unwilling to split Pac and Biggie and the whole debate about where the Salt-N-Pepa being one of the initial people, where do they fit into this whole mix? Really hurt the selection committee this time, but I am very happy with the two people that have been nominated for this class of the Section 357 Show Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
I just want to also give it up to Public Enemy. They are veterans entrant, and we talked about on our last Hip Hop Hall of Fame, L.A. Trey talked about what hip hop should be when regards to KRS-One, and Public Enemy were the political force of hip-hop. They were the revolutionary. They talked about not only change, but what really goes on as far as government. You know, they were really pushing the movement of uplifting the people through a music that was not always easy on the mainstream ears. I mean, A Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. That's not an album you release looking for mainstream play, but they got it because the message was so powerful. So big shouts to Public Enemy. As you all know, we do this show every so often. So this is an argument that, trust me, will continue on in our own circles. Maybe Floyd might give you all a bonus cut and give you some of the deliberations behind this, because then we got real heated, real interesting. It just shows you how subjective and how hip-hop moves people in different ways. So we'll check back in with our Hip-Hop Hall of Fame class in the very near future. But fellas, any last words before Floyd sends us out of here? L.A. Trey, V, or Floyd yourself, any last words before we get out of here?
Yeah, man, I just love talking trash with y'all, man. We should do this all the time. We should do it every day. Hey, love the fans. And, hey, please feel free to tweet us, hit us up. Let us know what you feel. Let us know if you agree, disagree, if you think the decisions we make are just stupid and foolish. You know, let us know if you're signing on with us. Just let us know. You know, we love to chat and communicate with you guys, man. So, yeah, man, what's going on? D, how you feeling?
The way I'm feeling is that, as we kind of mentioned earlier, is that, as you said, Trey, the body blows that go on, the arguments that happen behind the scenes, we just can't capture it in the small time that we have to give you fans the Section 357 Show. So hopefully we've tried to present our arguments to you, but the kicks the punches that happen under the bleachers behind the scenes, you'll just never know.
To Big Shot Ron's point about Public Enemy, I feel like maybe some of the perception of the group might have been lost a little bit with Flavor Flav kind of doing a lot of his own thing post, I guess, the musical part of their career. But I don't want people to underestimate how important they were to hip-hop and to a lot of people, both mainstream and underground. So do some research. We'll probably tweet out a lot of links as it relates to Public Enemy and their music and just how sonically different it was, even for that time. I think people don't really understand how important the music was, even beyond the message of the music. So definitely look up Public Enemy when y'all get a chance, and we'll try to support that. With that being said, good luck to you and your favorite athletes and teams and rappers out there, wherever they might be. This is the Section 357 show, where we always have the best seats in the house. Until next time, take care.